You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 312, covering week 17, April 24th to 30th, 2023. Linus Torvalds released the Linux 6.3 kernel. Among the most notable changes are cleaning outdated ARM platforms and graphic drivers, continued integration of Rust language support, HW noise utility, support for red-black tree structures in BPF, big TCP mode for IPv4, built-in drystone performance tests, the ability to ban execution in memfd, support for the creation of HID drivers using BPF, ButterFS have been adopted to change the blocks. The release of the Audacity 3.3 sound editor was announced, which provides audio editing tools for recording and digitizing sound, changing the parameters of the sound file, overlaying tracks, and applying effects. Audacity 3.3 is the third major release since the project's transfer to the Muse group. Audacity code is distributed under GPLv3 license, and binary builds are available for Linux, Windows, and macOS. The results of the annual election of the Debian project leader have been announced. The victory was won by Jonathan Carter, who was re-elected for a fourth term. 279 developers took part in the vote, which is 28% of all participants who have the right to vote. Last year, the turnout was 34%. This year's election was notable for the fact that there was only one candidate, which reduced the vote to the choice between for and against. Since 2016, Jonathan Carter has been accompanying more than 60 packages at Debian, has been involved in improving the quality of live images in the Debian Live team, and is one of the developers of the Ames Desktop, a Debian build used in a number of South African scientific and educational institutions. The testing of the new web browser Opera One began, which, after stabilization, will replace the current Opera browser. Opera One continues to use the Chromium engine and features a completely redesigned modular architecture, multi-threaded rendering organization, and new tab grouping capabilities. Builds of Opera One are prepared for Linux as Deb, RPM, and Snap, Windows, and macOS. The transition to a multi-threaded drawing engine made it possible to significantly increase the responsiveness of the interface and the efficiency of using visual effects and animation. For the interface, a separate stream is proposed, performing tests related to drawing and output of animation. A separate drawing stream removes the load from the main flow responsible for the interface, which allows you to achieve a smoother output and avoid hanging due to locks in the midstream. The side panel has been modernized, through which you can control working spaces with groups of tabs and place buttons for access to multimedia services and messengers. As part of the ongoing reorganization of the Solus distribution, in addition to the transition to a more transparent management model concentrated in the hands of the community, it was announced that the decision to use the Serpent OS project technology developed by the old team of developers of the Solus distribution, which includes Ikey Doherty and Joshua Strobel. The Serpent OS distribution is based on its own package manager, MOS, which borrows many modern features developed in package managers such as EOPackage, PZRPM, SwapD, and NixGwix, while maintaining a traditional view of package management and using the default assembly in stateless mode. The package manager uses an atomic system update model in which the state of the root partition is fixed, and after updating, the state switches to a new one. Solus 5 is expected to replace the build system with Boulder and Avalanche, use the MOS package manager instead of Solo package, use the Summit development platforms and GitHub instead of SolHub, and use Vessel for repository control instead of FairyD. The distribution will continue to be a rolling release. The developers of Serpent OS have already helped raise the new infrastructure for Solus and promised to update packages. They plan to create a bootable image for developers with an environment based on GNOME. When specific problems with MOS depths are solved, GTK3 will be packaged. In addition to the x86-64 architecture, they plan to start forming builds for ARCH64 and RISC-V in the future. At the moment, the Serpent OS toolkit will be developed independently of the Solus development team. The merger of the projects Solus 5 and Serpent OS is not being considered at this time. Buddies of Budgie published an update to the Budgie 10.7.2 desktop environment, the second minor release in the 10.7 series of the Budgie desktop, primarily focused on bug fixes, additional compatibility with GNOME 44 stack, and various quality of life improvements. The project code is distributed under the GPLv2 license. A new version of the cross-platform free code editor CUDA Text 1.192 has been published, written using Free Pascal and Lazarus. The editor supports Python extensions and has a number of advantages over Sublime Text. You can even get some features of an integrated development environment implemented in the form of plugins. For programmers, there are more than 300 syntactic lexers. The code is distributed under the MPL 2.0 license. Builds are available for Linux, Windows, macOS, FreeBSD, OpenBSD, NetBSD, Dragonfly BSD, and Solaris platforms. The developers of Debian released version 11.7, which includes accumulated package updates, and they also fixed the installer. You can note the update to fresh stable versions of ClamAV, DPDK, Flatpak, Galera 3, Intel Microcode, MariaDB 10.5, NVIDIA ModProbe, PostFix, PostgreSQL 13, Shim. Deleted packages include bind-dynedb-dap, Python Matrix Nio, Matrix WeChat Matrix, Matrix Mirage, and Pantel Monai. Installation builds, as well as Live ISO Hybrid with Debian 11.7, will be prepared to download and install from scratch. Systems with Debian installed will receive updates present in Debian 11.7 through the regular update system. Security fixes included in new Debian releases are available to users as updates and are released via security.debian.org. At the same time, Debian 12 Bookworm Release Candidate 2 was announced. Changes include the addition of support for the Lux 2 partition encryption format to Grub's digitally certified E5 images, improving the operation of crypt setup systems with a small amount of RAM, installing a shim signed package into images for i386 and ARM64 architectures, adding support for Lenovo MiX 630, Lenovo Yoga C630, Star 5 Vision F, D1C.Feel MX6OL EMMC, Raspberry Pi 3 Model B, plus revision 1.3. Debian 12 is scheduled to be released on June 10, 2023. Sculpt 23.04 is presented using the Genode OS framework to develop a general-purpose operating system that can be used by ordinary users to perform everyday tasks. The original code of the project is distributed under the AGPLv3 license. A live USB image measuring 28 megabytes is available for download. It will work on systems with Intel processors and graphics subsystems with VT-D and VT-X extensions included, as well as on ARM systems with VMM extensions. Sculpt OS 23.04 marks the first time it has PinePhone support in addition to the PC version. With this release, the system supports live upgrades of the boot image, rendering Sculpt updates and switching between versions a matter of some easy steps. The new preset feature brings whole application scenarios to your screen after just one click or tap. Joshua Strobel has published a proposal to include Fedora Onyx, an atomically updated version of Fedora Linux with a custom Budgie environment that complements the classic assembly of Fedora Budgie Spin and is reminiscent of the Fedora Silverblue, Fedora Cerisia, and Fedora Kinoite, supplied with GNOME. The Fedora Onyx editorial board has offered to deliver starting with the release of Fedora Linux 39, but the offer has not yet been considered by the Fedora Engineering Steering Committee. Fedora Onyx is based on Fedora Silverblue technology and is also supplied in the form of a monolithic image, not divided into individual packages. The base environment is built from the official Fedora RPM packages with RPM OS tree tools and is mounted as read-only. Flatpak is used to install and update additional applications in a way that applications are separated from the main system and launched in a separate container. The release is a Nitrux 2.8.0 distribution built on Debian, KDE Technologies, and the OpenRC initialization system has been published. The project offers its own NX desktop, which is an add-on over KDE Plasma. Based on the MAUI library for the distribution, a set of typical user applications was developed, which can be used on both desktop and mobile devices. App images are being promoted to install additional applications. The project is distributed under free licenses. NX Desktop offers a different design style, its own implementation of the system tray, notification output center, and various plasmoids, such as a network connector and multimedia applet, to control the volume and control the playback of multimedia content. Nitrux applications created using the MAUI kit framework include the Index File Manager, Note Text Editor, Station Terminal Emulator, VVave Music Player, Clip Video Player, NX Software Center, Application Center, and Pix Image Viewer. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can find my contact information on itsmoss.com. I'll see you next week.